This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO. The Party
Line Crew. This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to a Monday. Mm-hmm. WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. It is Party Line on your Monday, and Party Line is presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. What's the chance of that today, Mel?
Pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got sunshine today. Tomorrow's when we'll start losing sunshine, and then tomorrow evening's when the rain, and then Wednesday snow mix and rain, and then the cold by the weekend.
Did I see single digits this weekend?
By the weekend, yeah.
Dag nabbit.
Yeah, we've tried.
We've been so lucky.
We've been dodging a lot of bullets. So.
And, you know, we had such a nice fall as far as temperatures, really. So I know I shouldn't complain, and I know I live in Indiana. Although
I will say, people, though, just because the sun's out, the wind is going to be up.
Oh.
So, you know, keep in mind it is going to be blustery. And I think for tonight, oh no, today, high 26, but because of the wind, it could feel like zero.
I thought it felt so cold when I took the dogs out this morning.
Yeah.
And it's that wind.
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
Yeah.
We also thank Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And of course, Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware, and Industrial Supply. The Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and Town and Country Glass. Speaking of Wesley Manor Retirement Community, coming up this week on Thursday, I'll be broadcasting live from there for the tour of trees.
Yep, we'll be heading out there later today.
Looking forward to that. Yes, Mel and I will be heading that way. Have we got a decision on what our...
Everything's in the van. It's ready to go.
Okay, what's our theme, do we know?
We're going to be a little classier this year.
Oh, I like it.
So
okay, well, yeah. We will have our tree finalized today, and then the tour of trees is coming up on Thursday. Come out. It's such a nice evening, and there are so many nice trees, and it's great to talk to the residents.
Yeah.
It is such a nice event, so come and join me out there on Thursday, and they'll have cookies and cocoa, and I talked to some of the kids at the parade on Saturday because they're part of the Girl Scouts, but they're called something else, or
Anita,
sorry.
I can tell you because I think her daughter.
Yes. Yeah. Well, anyway, and they always do very well when the donations, and so I asked if they were going to be out there, and all the girls said they would. So donations are canned goods for the food bank and food for the animals at the Humane Society, and whatever you bring in earns you a ticket, which you can then go around and vote on your favorite Christmas tree.
Yep.
So that's coming up on Thursday, so we look forward to that. Also, you know, we are underway with the children's 12 Days of Christmas, and we want to thank our sponsors for the 12 Days of Christmas, and you can absolutely still get registered. Is it too late to register? No. Go to these locations, get registered. We still have all this week and a couple of days next week that we'll be giving away prizes. We'll end up with those bicycles on the last day. So today our winners are from Avery Home Furniture and Appliance, Phoebe Grimble, from Center Township Trustee's Office, Andrew Howell, from Ellis Jewelers, Zayden Williams, from Jimmy John's, Christian Browsard. It's the writing, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think it's Browsard.
Yeah.
Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Genesis Leitzman, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, Dean Royer, from ProByte Computers, Lorenzo McClellan. From Skiles Electric, Alexander Franklin. From Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Kendrick Vasquez. From Wampler Services Incorporated, Porter McDonald. And from VFW Post 1110, Charlie Cole. Uh-huh. And it looks like most of our, one of them we don't know where they're from, but everybody from Frankfurt this time.
Yeah.
And ages 5, no, there's an age 3, 3, 3, 2, 9, it looks like today, are our winners.
Yeah.
So again, still plenty of time to get your kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, whoever you would like to get registered, because we will be doing this for another week and a couple more days. So we thank all of our sponsors that we just mentioned there for helping us out with the children's 12 days of Christmas. It's always fun this time of year.
Yeah. A lot of three-year-olds this time around.
A lot of three-year-olds. And I got to tell you, Liz has been wrapping her little fingers to death. So thank you, Liz, for working so hard and doing what she does.
Yeah, because we wouldn't be able to pull that one off without
this
her.
This is a little bit time-consuming, I have to admit. But yep, we certainly thank our sponsors. And, of course, we didn't mention Walmart in there as well. Frankfurt Walmart partners with us to get the bikes. That's where we get all of our bicycles, and they help us do that. And they helped us get them put together this year, too. So mm-hmm. they were so kind and knew they were for us, that they went ahead and put them together for us. So we really appreciate our friends over at Frankfurt Walmart as well. So lots of things still happening this week. We talked about the 12 days of Christmas, but tomorrow, of course, is Muffins with the Mayor.
Right.
And there's a new location on this.
Yeah, for the winter.
For the winter. It's at the Frankfurt Community Public Library at Harry's Coffee Shop. That's the lower level. And the new winter time is 9 a.m. Come on, Mayor, you're cutting into Party Line.
Well, she listens for the first half.
I know, but she couldn't have made it at 9:30. No, I'm just kidding. It's the second Tuesday of each month, but it's a great chance if you have questions or want to talk directly to the mayor. Again, I feel like she gives us all kinds of opportunities to go talk to her face-to-face. Mm-hmm. So if you have questions or comments, you can do that tomorrow, again, at the Frankfurt Community Public Library, Harry's Coffee Shop, and the time on that is 9 a.m. Also, a couple things this week. The Purdue Extension Carroll County, now this is Carroll County Open House, is coming up on Wednesday. That will be from 4 o'clock until 6 at the 4-H building. You'll have a chance to meet your Carroll County educators, share insight into community needs. If you're a 4-H'er, you can get help enrolling because some kids still need to get enrolled. And you can learn about project areas and opportunities. If you are others, you can get insights about PARP and learn about program areas and opportunities. You can also register for future classes, including Food is Medicine, and learn more about joining the Extension Homemakers. And so this is a big open house. Again, it's coming up in Carroll County on Wednesday, 4 o'clock until 6. So looking forward to that. And then from 6 to 7, there's Purdue Extension Carroll County board meeting, just as a reminder.
Yeah, there's also a PARP. If you can't make that PARP class to get your credits for pesticide management, you can, I believe it is the 19th of December, is going to be the one at Draco here in Clinton County. So, but you can call the Extension office and find out about that.
Also, in Delphi, coming up on Thursday, they are having another late night shopping and Christmas tree walk. It's from 5 o'clock until 8. Christmas trees will be everywhere, and you'll have lots of chances to shop on the square in downtown Delphi. So we look forward to that. And also coming up this weekend, it's Carols at the Canal. This is what we learned about from Mike Tetrault the other day, mm-hmm. featuring vocalist Audrey Johnson. And she'll be talking about, she'll sing the song, but then, and it's kind of a sing-along, and then she'll talk about the background of that song. And I've heard that she's amazing. So if you're interested in that, that does start at 4:30 at Wabash and Erie Canal Park. It's a sing-along inside the 1880s Historic White Chapel. Kind of cool, I think.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Breakfast with Santa is coming up on Saturday. That's 9 o'clock until 11. This is the Frankfurt Main Street. It's at Prairie Creek Park at the Encompass Credit Union Event Center. And it's $10 a ticket, but it includes breakfast, picture with Santa, crafts, and more. This is put on by Frankfurt Main Street, so if you'd like more information, you can contact them, but you can get your ticket as well. Another breakfast with Santa is happening with the Madison Township Volunteer Fire Department. That is also at Saturday. It's early, 7:30 to 10:30, so you can check that out. And then you are working with Wreaths Across America, or you yes. have more information on that, correct?
Yes. just remind everybody that if you want to come out and help, or if you want to come out with, for the ceremony, it's going to be Saturday at Greenlawn Cemetery. And the ceremony starts at 3 p.m. But the more hands, the better to put out. I think Cherry said they were close to 200 wreaths or something like that. Okay. Now, also, if you ordered a wreath that is not being placed at Greenlawn Cemetery, like my father-in-law is buried up at Richville, those wreaths will be available to pick up on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So,
and do we know where they pick them up?
I believe we pick them up there at the maintenance barn.
Okay.
For the cemetery.
Okay.
Is where they're going to have those. So that's what I was looking through my billions of text messages from Sherry to see if I could find that exact location. And I believe that's where it is. So, but if you did order a wreath that does not go to Greenlawn, please swing by on Friday and pick that up. And then Saturday, if you can, come out for the ceremony. It's going to be a beautiful ceremony. I know Central Squire is going to be out there, a few other things. And then the presentation of the ceremonial wreath. And then the other wreaths will be taken and placed. And if you have a wreath that is at Greenlawn or going to be placed at Greenlawn and you would like to place it yourself, you will be able to do that. So like my niece and I will probably put my dad's wreath out.
Mm-hmm. So. Again, that's happening on Saturday.
Yeah, at
3 Sunday, p.m. If you have not gotten registered yet or got your reservations, Angry Donkey is hosting Breakfast with Santa. That's 9 o'clock until noon, and that, of course, comes with photos with Santa. They're writing letters to soldiers. There's the breakfast buffet, cookie decorating, family photo booth, and more. You do have to make a reservation for this event. And again, this is at the Angry Donkey from 9 o'clock until noon. So that's coming up on Sunday. Meals of Hope, Clinton Central FFA. They will be doing this on the 20th, and I'm just giving you a little heads up so that maybe you can plan for that event, because they are going to need all hands on deck that day. That's when they're trying to pack 50,000 meals.
Yeah, that's the goal.
That's the goal.
They will pack whatever they have the supplies for, but the ultimate goal is 50,000.
All right. Hopefully we can reach that goal.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be amazing. And just to put that in perspective, that's just about what the national FFA packs.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Holy cow.
I think 50,000 to 60,000 is what they packed.
Wow.
So down in Indianapolis for Food Finders. So this is local. And that's the thing, folks. These things stay local.
Yes.
And that's what a lot of people don't understand.
Today is Monday, December 8th. Today is Green Monday, also known as Manic Monday. They call it Green Monday or Manic Monday. Either way, today is one of the biggest shopping days of the year. While Cyber Monday gets all the hype, it's actually today, the second Monday in December, pardon me, that usually racks up the most online sales.
That's because everybody's panicking and they're realizing, they look at the dates of the shipping and it's
like, that's exactly right.
Get here in time.
It's also one of the last days you can order something and expect to have it delivered by Christmas Eve. 16 days and ticking, folks. Uh-huh. It's coming. Mm-hmm. Today is also National Christmas Tree Day. Exactly when are we supposed to put up our Christmas trees? Well, according to tradition, it's today, which is why National Christmas Tree Day takes place. But a survey found that most Americans think the day after Thanksgiving is the perfect time to deck the halls. About 1 in 5 Americans insist the tree goes up as soon as the jack-o'-lantern comes down. That's a little early for me.
Yeah.
I like to get through Thanksgiving because I want to enjoy Thanksgiving and give thanks.
Yeah.
But I am a day after Christmas gal.
Well,
or day after Thanksgiving gal.
A lot of that makes sense, though, the day after Thanksgiving, because you're already off for the holiday.
That's part of it.
And that's why I think a lot of people put theirs up.
I agree.
Yeah.
The tradition of the Christmas tree started in medieval Germany after a play about Adam and Eve used a fir tree with apples on it to represent the Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. It went viral, and soon everyone was decorating evergreens inside their homes as well.
Yep.
I didn't know that's how we got that. I thought it was just evergreen and, I don't know.
Yeah.
Today is the 45th anniversary of John Lennon's murder. Happened on this day in 1980.
Yeah.
It's also National Brownie Day. Rumor, I love brownies. Rumor has it that, do you like the inside gooey part or the crunchy edgy part?
Either way.
I'm definitely a gooey inside gal.
A brownie's a brownie. I like mine with powdered sugar on them, though.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Rumor has it that brownies were invented when someone was baking a chocolate cake and forgot to add flour. The gooey American board treat ranks as one of the top 10 most popular desserts in the country. The question is, with or without nuts? Without for me.
I can eat it with nuts, but I prefer not.
Right. I mean,
you can throw some chocolate chips in there if you want to make it double chocolate. But
there you go.
Yeah.
That doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
No, it doesn't break my heart either.
But if I had a preference, I'm no nuts, thanks.
Yeah, I know. I like the fudgy brownies. I can do cake brownies if they're moist.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the fudgy brownies, and I still throw that powdered sugar on the top.
I think this guy missed his name. A reindeer named Buddy should be renamed Dasher after bolting his enclosure at Santa's Enchanted Forest. This happened in England, by the way. Mm-hmm. His escape sparked a full-scale search involving armed police, the Royal Marines, the Coast Guard with thermal binoculars, and a lifeboat quad bike. After hours of searching, authorities finally found him on a nearby beach. His owner said Buddy must have been doing a trial run for Christmas Eve. And so it's so much for Buddy the Elf when you can have Buddy the Reindeer, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
That's hysterical.
And this kind of stuff, because I love to go to thrift stores. I love Goodwill.
Yes.
I love thrift stores.
Yeah.
One woman's trash is literally another woman's treasure. And by treasure, we mean $2,028 in cold hard cash.
Oh, geez.
A woman named Katrina posted on TikTok that she bought a vintage, hideously looking piggy bank for about $11. But she found money stuffed inside when she popped the plug.
Mm.
Nothing like that has ever happened to me.
No.
When I've been thrifting.
No.
If you have a good thrifting story, though, I would love to hear it.
I'm excited when I find a quarter in the washing machine. So, hey.
Me too.
You know?
I feel like, oh, I got paid for doing laundry today.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm always excited about that as well. But that's good money there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm. Forget the fuzzy socks and scented candles. Americans are keeping it brutally honest about what they really want for the holidays, and it's their bills paid. According to a Talker Research survey of 5,000 people, 58% would rather unwrap an envelope of cold, hard cash, preferably around $600, than literally anything else. $600, that's a lot of money for someone to give you. So if you're getting that, I would like to know who your relatives are.
Yeah.
This year, nothing says happy holidays quite like someone covering your rent or chipping away at that credit card debt.
Yeah, I get that.
I do too.
I really do.
I do too.
I got tickled out. That was a subject over the weekend, was what the adult children want for Christmas. And mm-hmm. That was one of the things they brought up, was that it was just, they don't need anything.
Yes.
That they would rather just have, if we seem, you know, really want to do something, is just cash so that they can put it towards stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
The new government data confirms what our wallet already knew. We stopped partying like it's 1999. We were waiting for this report in October, but because the government was shut down, it only just came out Friday. It found that we're buying less stuff, but we're spending more because prices are so high. The report said inflation ticked up from 2.7 to 2.8%. It found we're quietly struggling, drawing down our savings and racking up credit card debt just to maintain our spending habits.
Yeah. Well, change your habits.
I think that's been hard for people to do when they were used to having money and mm-hmm. things weren't as expensive. I just told my husband yesterday, I said, man, I went to the grocery store and holy cow, it's still costing an arm and a leg.
You know, because it's just the two of us 90% of the time,
mm-hmm.
Larry and I got to talking and we eat out more now than what we used to.
We do too.
But it's like, for what it costs to go and get everything, take it home, prep it and everything, you can go to Prep and Go and you can pick up a meal and spend less, you know,
mm-hmm.
which Kay and Rosie,
we visit. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, we visit them quite a bit.
Sure.
So, but, you know, it's just easier.
Did we have a caller on the line?
We actually have our
guest.
12 strays of Christmas.
Oh, yay, it's Pam. Okay, yeah. Well, let's get to the 12 Strays of Christmas on your Monday morning. And again, the 12 Strays of Christmas brought to you by our friends at Day and Ginda Funeral Home and TC Trailers. Pam Butts is with Paul Powles in the Humane Society. Good morning, Pam. How are you today?
I am pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It looked like in the parade that you had some lovely animals with you.
Yep, we did. I was walking little senior Roscoe.
Oh, he is adorable, by the way.
Yep, he is.
I just wanted to grab those cheeks and just give him a big fat kiss on the lips.
Well, he's available.
All right, well, who are we talking about today?
Today I'm going to talk about Acapella. She is a gray, blue, silver, domestic, short-haired cat. She is beautiful. I mean, looks like royalty. She's around 2 years old. She came to the shelter as a mama with two kittens, and they have since been adopted. She's very confident, curious, mellow, and she likes to explore. I think one of the things that is keeping her from getting adopted is that she is FIV positive, and it's for people that don't know what FIV is, it's a feline immune deficiency virus. It's kind of like AIDS or HIV in humans. It's a slow-developing viral infection, and it attacks and weakens the immune system. But with regular checkups, and you know, she needs to stay inside and not get into any fights with other cats because it's just mainly spread through a deep bite wound and not casual contact. So it doesn't affect people or dogs, just other cats, but they can live safely together. You know, they live a long life. So you just need to take those precautions. But she is beautiful.
Her fee is sponsored. And again, if you're somebody that's just looking for a nice kitty cat, like a one animal home, or if you have another cat that's FIV positive, that would work great as well.
Yeah.
What a pretty kitty cat.
I mean, she's beautiful. And I'm not much, you know, I love all animals, but I'm partial to dogs. But a cat, like I said, she's beautiful. She needs to be living in a castle somewhere. She's wonderful.
Yeah, she definitely deserves it after having babies and then getting them homes. It's time for her to get in a home, isn't it?
Yeah. Like they say, she's very curious, and she would just love to get it to be in a home and do some exploring.
Well, hopefully we can get her a home. Can you give us an update on yesterday's pictures with Santa?
There was a great turnout. I believe they raised $925, $925 or $975. I can't remember, but they had a really good turnout. And if anybody wants to go check the pictures out, they can go to Stills by Hills Facebook page, and they can see all the ones that got their pictures taken. But we appreciate everybody coming out. I know the weather wasn't the greatest. But it's people always have a really good time, and the pictures are high quality.
They are. Now, Pam, I know that Paw Pals has spent something like $40,000 already this year.
Yeah, on almost up to $50,000.
And that's just in this year. And so I know you're trying to get those reserves back up. And this is all for the care of the animals at the Humane Society.
Right.
So, for example, I know a kitty that went in with a bad eye. They got her eye treated. If an animal's been hurt, but it's not going to impact their life too much. They'll help get these animals treated.
Yeah.
So if somebody would like to donate, how can they do that?
They can write a check and send it to make payable to Paul Powles of Clinton County and mail it to Post Office Box 124. I believe on our Facebook page there's a link that you can donate directly. You can always run a check or cash out to the shelter and market that you want it to go to Paul Powles, and they will make sure that we get it. But yeah, those are the two. Like I said, I think there's a link on the Facebook page, and then, you know, or you can just mail a check. We will accept any, you know, no donation is too small. But yeah, we've had quite a bit of expense, and I mean, it just doesn't cover surgeries, and I mean, it's med, preventive, you know, and if there's a need for food, sometimes we'll go get food and stuff like that, and you know, we just got to watch. At this point, it's like I said, we've spent almost $50,000, and we're just trying to build back up our reserves, and you know, we spend more than we take in a year. It's just, that's just how it is.
I know you folks also contribute out of your own pocket, which is very kind of you.
And it just seems like whenever there's a need, the community always comes through, and I really appreciate it. And if we have like we do please every once in a while for certain cats and dogs, if it's like a major service where we're going to have to, you know, raise around $1,000 or so, we'll do please, and it seems like people just come through, and I greatly appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate all that you do out there for the animals in our community. And again, this is part of the 12 Strays of Christmas, and Pam will join us again tomorrow to talk about another pet. Pam, thank you so much. You have an end quote for me today?
Yes, I do.
I'm ready.
As anyone who has ever been around a cat for any length of time well knows, cats have enormous patience with the limitations of the humankind.
I think my cat was staring me down this morning, very impatient, but I totally get it. Well, thank you, Pam, very much. We appreciate it, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.
All righty, great. Thank you.
Take care. Again, the 12 Bye-bye. Strays of Christmas from WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, brought to you by our friends at Day and Ginda Funeral Home and TC Trailers, from Norm and Rue, wishing the animals at the Humane Society a Merry Christmas as well. So we will come back. Our guest is in the house, Anita Stewart with United Way. So we will talk to her in just a minute. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.